Coming up, we're finding out more about Minnesota House District 6A. We'll hear from first the Republican challenger, Guy Anderson, and then Julie Sandstead. She's the DFLer that currently represents that seat. It is time for our Making Sausage Candidate Series. Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. Absentee voting is now open. We'll be looking at some of the legislative races in our listening area. All the Minnesota representatives are up for re-election. And today we're going to look at District 6A. It's currently served by Democratic Representative Julie Sandstead. Challenging her is Republican Guy Anderson. Guy Anderson joins me in the studio now. Guy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Heidi.
So tell us a little bit about your background, your story, and what you think is the reason you would be a good person for this seat in the legislature.
Well, I'm born and raised on the Iron Range. I've decided to make a career living on the range. I could have went to school. I decided to stay with UPS. I got hired during school, and I decided I loved the area, wanted to raise a family here. And that's the big plus about the Iron Range is being able to, wonderful place to raise a family.
Tell us a little bit about District 6A. What do you think stands out to you about this region of Minnesota?
Well, we have basically a few industries going on that we've been very dependent on. And most of us living here realize that, logging, mining and tourism. So I would like to see that those industries expanded, and not just for northern Minnesota, but the entire state. Mm-hmm. I think we can make Minnesota more competitive for industry, manufacturing, and technology companies, where companies start looking at Minnesota as a viable place to set up business. And I see, especially in northern Minnesota, my district, people are the most valuable resource.
So what stands as a barrier right now to businesses coming here or for expansion of these industries, would you say?
When businesses consider Minnesota, they look at our workforce. We have well-known, very hardworking people, especially up here in northern Minnesota. So that's a plus, but when they look at the costs of doing business, that's where they back off, I believe.
This kind of relates to what we've been talking about already, but the economy. So we hear a lot, you hear, you know, statewide about the Iron Range economy, and people talk about that a lot. So for you, born and raised and live here, what do you think stands out about our economy that's working, and what isn't working that you think could be better?
What's working is, on the Iron Range, obviously, is we have the resources. We have minerals in the ground. And that's why we're here today. And that's what's working. But I see my entire life, we've been shipping those minerals out of here and not really taking full advantage as, say, a steel plant or manufacturing. We could be manufacturing everything from A to Z right here on the Iron Range and ship it out as a complete product. Instead of all these years, all we see is the pellets being shipped out.
So let's talk about the people that you would serve if you are the representative for 6A. What do you think are the needs? Let's start with, like, the elderly. What are the needs for elderly folks?
Well, that was one of the first issues I encountered in my campaign was, I didn't realize, I'm not receiving a Social Security check yet, but I didn't realize that Social Security is actually taxed. I do not see that as being very, very profitable and very responsible for our elderly. Mm-hmm. They've worked and poured into that program all these years, and then to have to be still being taxed on it. That would be one thing. You know, we have to secure a retirement. There's so many issues that we really need to, but that was just one issue that came up.
And you have a family, right? You raising a family,
yes,
on the Iron Range. So what do you think for the future, for younger people, for your kids, for you know, getting people to come, new people to come to this region. Do you have ideas on that front?
Well, I think if, you know, if we we build the manufacturing, you know, if we build, people will come. And better yet, our kids will stay here. We see an exodus every year, and I've seen it since the day I graduated. And I was about to leave. I had to make that decision. Am I going to go to school? Am I going to stay on the range and work? Mm-hmm. I decided to stay on the work. But we see an exodus every year. All our kids are leaving the area. And they're going to school, and then they're getting professional jobs here and there. Very few of us stay here. That's another thing we're shipping out. Besides the pellets are our kids. And it'd be great to see our kids be able to make that choice.
And is that something you talk to your kids about what they might be doing in the future? I don't know ages or anything, but...
Yeah, I do. As far as my kids go, I raise them up in the way that they should go. I encourage them with their talents and their gifts. And if some of them want to go to school, you know, I push school. If someone want to take a trade, I push the trades, and just according to their talents. And so that's what I have done.
So in terms of, so being a parent of kids in school, what has the education system been like for you? Where do you think things could change in that front?
Well, we have challenges with our education system. We have, I think we do push, it seems like as a society, we've been pushing kids towards the four-year degree, master's degree, and beyond. And I think we do need to look at trades and maybe encourage that, even bring back some of those in the high school. So when somebody you know, decides that they want to be a welder, they can do that in school and come out with some experience.
Right. And I think I just heard in the last few days, I heard about a debate that went on with the candidates for governor, and Jeff Johnson talking about this issue specifically, and even welding is what one of the things he said. But he talked about, you know, the need for kids to be learning these skills so they can get these jobs, because they are good paying jobs. But also there's kind of a societal stigma against not sending your kids to college or doing it in that way. And I thought that was a really, I hadn't heard someone talk that way about how we embrace kind of the future in terms of work.
We really pay attention, and as a society, we really seem to sometimes be influenced by, it could be the media or even academia, and that how important. But I see kids going to school, spending thousands and thousands of dollars on an education, and really they end up doing, you know, especially if they stay up on the range, they end up in a trade eventually.
So have you run for office before?
No, I have not.
How's it going? What are you doing to meet people?
It's door-to-door. Okay. I'm knocking door-to-door. I've been through Chisholm, Buell, a huge chunk of Hibbing. I've been to Marble and just visiting all the towns in Effie.
Okay.
I'm still going to go visit Big Fork, Carpenter Township, all the way down to Floodwood.
Wow.
Fine Lakes Township, Lavelle Township. There's so many townships. It's a huge, huge area. Not the biggest area, but a,
right,
many miles.
And what are you learning from people? What most often are they talking with you about?
They are talking about basically what I deciphered as is the American democracy is dependent on trust. And I want to put trust back into the public office and give it back to the people, and away from special interests, even party recognition. Yes, my values do align with the Republican Party, but it's not, that is not who I will be listening to all the time. It's the people. And I believe that most of the Iron Range people in my district, honestly, we all have a lot of the same values, and you know, we do agree on, there's so much we agree on, and that's what I think we should be working on.
That is the Republican candidate for House District 6A, Guy Anderson. You can find more information at his website. It is therightguy.us. And if you need more information, you can always give us a call, 800-662-5799. Guy, thanks for taking time for us today.
Thank you, Heidi.
Every single song played during On the River is chosen by your friends and neighbors.
My name is Ryan Brubaker.
My name is Diamond.
I'm Linda Flanagan.
And my name is Nathan.
My name is Mindy Conradi.
Ashley Brubaker.
Judy Gooey.
Riley Zetloff.
Andrew Dzingel.
And I'm Susan Licken.
Robert Chevney.
Jeff Edmonds.
My name is Pat Miller.
I'm Steve, your volunteer host.
Shannon Fitch.
You can hear On the River 7 days a week on Northern Community Radio, KAXE and KBXE, connecting you to great music.
It is time for our Making Sausage Candidate Series. Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. Absentee voting is now open in the state of Minnesota. We are continuing to look at some of the legislative races in our listening area. All the Minnesota representatives are up for re-election. Today, we're going to look at District 6A. It's currently served by Democratic Representative Julie Sandstead from Hibbing, and she joins us now. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's hear a little bit about your background, your story, and what led you to run for this seat in the legislature.
Sure. 2 years ago, the seat opened up, and I just felt really, really passionate about the community that I've lived in my entire life, the people that I've shared my life with, and the issues that we face. So I joke with people I never made it very far in life. I live in the same home I grew up in. I've got very thick ties to the Hibbing community and the Iron Range. I've been a teacher for 25 years, a union leader in my teacher local. I have earned my master's degree in education. I'm a wife, a mother of three children, one biological, two that we've adopted. And I serve, continue to connect with community through church outreach programs, and I'm the city band director. So when the seat opened up, it really hadn't been something that I thought I would ever run for. I'd always been involved in politics peripherally, but didn't ever see myself jumping into anything, you know, quite as maybe intense as this seat. And then when, again, the seat opened up, I just thought, it's too important to me not to at least add my voice and share my thoughts and make sure that we are represented as well as we had been. And I didn't know if I would win or if I wouldn't, but I felt like it was important to give it a shot and to bring my voice to that. I felt like my skill set was pretty broad, pretty diverse, and it would serve us well, and it did.
Anything surprising about your first 2 years in the legislature? Was it what you expected?
It's everything I expected it would be and then more. I knew I would be getting into quite a bit. I just didn't really know how much until I got down there.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about your district. What stands out to you about this region of Minnesota?
This is a region that really, it's loaded with fabulous, wonderful, good people, hardworking people. And I think what really stands out is that we're practical, we're common sense, we're hardworking. You know, my district is truly a district of natural resources, made up of natural resources, the logging, timber, and ore industries. But we need to diversify. That's one of the things that I think we're really lacking. And it's one of the things I hope to change through my time in office is just to draw in other entities, because the natural resource-based economy is good, but oftentimes it's kind of boom-bust. And so when it's good, it's good, and when it's not, you know, we tend to be in a little more trouble. So I'm always looking for something to kind of stabilize that. It's a big district. We go from north of, Big Fork, thank you, to 10 miles south of Floodwood, over on the east or western border. It's the Marble Calumet boundary, and on the eastern border, it is Mountain Iron Buell area. So it's a very geographically large area, and yet I think we're a very resourceful people. So,
Julie, are you, let's talk about the economy a little bit more. You mentioned diversifying from the traditional natural resources focused economy. Are you seeing things out there? Do you have examples of some things that are working right now in the Iron Range?
I think that there's a lot of things that are working. You know, we had a solar industry open up on the range in the Mountain Iron area. I think that's something completely different and something wonderful. And I'd like to see more of that type of industry moving in. The thing that I think really needs to happen in our district, it would be key to diversifying the economy, is to expand our broadband opportunities, because right now it's very hard to attract or retain any kind of new industry, whether it's manufacturing or if it's a healthcare or if it's banking, you know, anything. It's hard to do if you don't have the infrastructure in place. And in the 21st century, you know, 2018, broadband is, as far as I'm concerned, a utility, just like water or electric. And if that were not in place, it would be hard to attract, you know, other industry. I think manufacturing up here would be a fabulous fit with our Votech schools and the trades that we have up here and the need for, you know, skilled trade work. I think it would be just a very good thing to have.
Let's talk a little about the constituents that you serve. What do you think are the, let's start with the elderly population. What are the needs there? What could be better for older folks in District 6A?
For sure, I would say affordable, accessible health care would probably be the number one. Our elderly live on fixed incomes, and they're getting, you know, priced out of a lot of the health care opportunities. Some real clear delineation on changes in the Medicare. There's so much talk going on around that right now. I think that would be a very helpful thing. Looking at taxing, you know, maybe not taxing our elderly as much as we do would be helpful. Again, living on a fixed income is very, very different. Opportunities, because we live so rural, maybe being able to deliver services, healthcare services, remotely instead of having people needing to physically travel would be great. Again, that ties back to broadband. Those things have to be in place, but I think those would be some very helpful things. And, you know, one of the things that the state saw was the whole elder abuse issue. And that's not just particular to my district, but I'm confident, you know, that issue is one that is of concern to all seniors. And so we just need to be very mindful of that and put some common sense guardrails in place around that.
Well, let's talk the flip side of that, the future and younger people, younger families. How does a place like your district, 6A in the Iron Range, attract new people?
First of all, again, I think just the quality of life, the people we have up here is appealing in and of itself. But we do need to, again, diversify. It can't just remain the natural resource industry. And again, if we have some broadband, I think that lends itself to things that younger generations are looking for, you know, and looking to do, maybe working from home. And certainly in the arts and entertainment area, we need to do some broadening and expansion of that, revitalizing our communities. And I know that there's been efforts, pockets of efforts across many of the small communities I represent, and the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation has also gotten on board with that. So just kind of revitalizing, but I think the natural resources themselves are an attraction to younger folks and to families. We have such a beautiful district geographically with the trees and the water, and for hunters and fishers, it lends itself, you know, it appeals to many, many of the younger people as well.
Julie, we're catching you on the road today right after school. Tell us about you, what you do, what school you're at, and what you do there, and how your school year's going so far.
It's going very, very fast. So I live in Hibbing. I teach at an elementary school in Virginia, and I'm a K-2 music teacher. And so I continue to work in the interim. I teach full-time, so I'm juggling both jobs, which leaves me with a very, very busy schedule. But I love what I do. I've been doing this for 25 years. I'm in my 25th year, and the students, I'm still inspired by my students, and I love what I do. I just think it's a wonderful thing. I am very, very proud of my school district that they have music for their students, all grades still. The arts is one of the areas in education that gets cut all too often. So I feel like we're very fortunate still to have a high-quality arts program in our district.
What do you hope to do if you get reelected to the House of Representatives?
You know, fix the world, of course. Boy, there's many, many things I would like to do. Education is a priority for me. I want to make sure that we can fully fund education, that we can always do the best we can by our students, because they truly are our future. The future belongs to them. And I want to see, you know, not only funding, but I would like to see more services in schools, like mental health professionals, counselors, nurses, chemical health dependent, you know, partners. I want to see wraparound services, not just for our students, but for their families as well, because schools are so impacted, not just by what happens in the walls, but equally as much, but by what happens outside of the school walls. And if we can be supportive to families and communities, I think that would be great. You know, no two communities look the same, and the needs from one to the next may be very different. So I'd like to see some wraparound services or full-service community schools happening there. Again, like I said before, my priorities are to diversify the economy, to attract and retain businesses outside of the natural resource-based industries that we have, but at the same time, I need to support the backbone industries that we have and make sure that they are able to continue to function fully and sustainably. I would like to really continue to work on the opioid issue on a statewide level, but that certainly is one of the issues that impacts our area, with chemical health issues, opioid issues, mental health issues here on the range. We definitely, you know, that's an issue that we just face continually. I was just thinking about it last night. It was the 10th day of school, and one of our area schools lost another student to suicide, and it breaks my heart, and I don't know a person right now who doesn't know somebody touched by that, and I would like to be able to do more for our communities in that area to give them some resources. I'm a pro-labor individual, so I'm constantly looking at ways of protecting our workers' rights and pensions. And the list goes on and on. But those are a few just to begin with.
That is Democratic candidate for House District 6A, Julie Sandsted. You can find more information at juliesandsted.com. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Making Sausage interviews on KEXE, KBXE. Give us your thoughts. Email comments at KEXE.